Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. The annual horseshoe crab spawning season is approaching, and a number of conservationists are urging Delaware environmental officials to step up enforcement of a ban on the harvest of those crabs this May and June. This comes after a handful of harvesters violated the rules at Kitsummit in 2023. This week, contributor John Hurdle examines what happened last year at Kitsummit and the response to it in his latest piece at DelawarePublic.org. And he joined me this week to explain what's going on and what to expect this year. So, John, before we get into what happened at Kitsummit last year, can you tell us a little bit about what the rules are in Delaware for harvesting horseshoe crabs right now and why having these rules in place is important?
Well, DENREC's rules are that there is to be no harvesting of horseshoe crabs during the spawning season, which is from May 1st until June 30th. But there's an exception to that rule, which is that owner of a private property can invite crab harvesters onto his or her land to gather the crabs up for bait. But the rule states that that person may operate only on that land and not on any adjoining properties. So that has created certain degree of confusion as we're reporting about Kit's Hummock. Now, I mean, the aim here is to protect horseshoe crab species that depend horseshoe crabs and the species that depend on them during the spawning season. And we should say that federal regulation does actually allow for horseshoe crabs to be harvested off Delaware. And in fact, the Fisheries Commission has set an annual quota for recent years, continuing this year in 2024. But it's significant that they only allow male crabs to be harvested. They set a zero quota for female crabs because they're aware about public concern that the eggs laid by female crabs feed migrating red knots and other shorebirds as they migrate through the Delaware Bay each spring.
So, John, beyond the state rules that you just mentioned and some of the federal guidance, Kitsummit has also signed on to be a horseshoe crab sanctuary. That is part of the story as well. What does that entail?
Well, that is a voluntary agreement between residents of about a dozen coastal towns that they will not allow horseshoe crab harvesting on their properties, and they will also not what's called harden their shorelines. That hardening means the building of bulkheads or jetties, that kind of building which would prevent crabs getting onto the sandy beaches where they lay their eggs.
Despite that sanctuary status, there was some harvesting done at Kitsummit last year, as your reporting indicated. How did that come to be, and why did it wind up sparking this issue we're reporting on this week?
Well, what happened was that a handful of Kitsummit residents invited harvesters onto their properties. And those harvesters went to the Kitsummit along the beach and along those properties for a couple of weeks in June of last year, and they collected horseshoe crabs in wagons and in boats, and that led to some confrontations by people who had signed up, who were part of this sanctuary. But the problem was that even though the harvesters were, if they had stayed within the private properties of the folks who had invited them there, that would have been perfectly legal. But as DENREC has confirmed to me, they strayed off those properties onto adjoining properties which were owned by folks who were part of the sanctuary, and onto the intertidal zone, which is owned by DENREC, which does not allow horseshoe crab harvesting during the spawning season, as we've said. So that's what's happened. That's what happened last year, and that is what the conservationists are afraid will happen again during the spawning season this year.
So you mentioned a little bit about what DENREC had to say about what happened last year. What are they saying about, as you said, what might happen this year? What is their approach to enforcing this going forward based on what happened last year?
What they say, DENREC, is that they're going to Well, first of all, they've been in discussions with the Attorney General's office to establish exactly what the rules are, where the harvesting areas are and are not allowed, and so they have clarified that for themselves, and they're saying that they will write to all of the parties involved here to make sure that everybody's on the same page and everybody knows what the rules are and what the harvesters, should they show up, may and may not do.
So this issue, as you've noted, has kind of reignited some calls from advocates about legislative action on harvesting issues to protect the crabs and, by extension, the red knot and other shorebirds. What are advocates looking for lawmakers specifically to do to address this issue? What would they like to see?
Well, what they'd like to see is for the legislature to pass a bill that would ban horseshoe crab harvesting. And if Delaware did have such a law, then it would be following New Jersey on the other side of the bay, which has had such a law in place, at least as far as the bait harvest is concerned, since 2008. I mean, what the naturalists say, and this includes Delaware Audubon and other advocates for birds, is that the horseshoe crab population in the bay has not fully recovered from a very sharp overharvest during the early 2000s, and consequently the population of red knots reflects that. And it may be significant that in the last migration seasons, migration slash spawning season in 2023, only about 10% of the red knots that were observed bay-wide actually showed up on Delaware beaches. And what naturalists say is that reflects the fact that there's still a horseshoe crab harvest allowed by Delaware, and that Delaware does not close some beaches which are favored by the migrating birds during that time.
But your reporting indicates that there's not likely to be any kind of legislation coming at least this year from the General Assembly. Why is that? And what are the arguments from lawmakers that there's no need for action right now?
Well, what I've heard from Senator Stephanie Hansen, she's the chair of the Senate Environment Committee and a very active environmentalist in various areas. She points out that the permitted harvest of horseshoe crabs in Delaware, if they were all gathered for this year, would only be around about less than half of 1% of the estimated total population of horseshoe crabs in the bay, which is estimated to be around 30 million. So she says that the population is beginning to recover. And she also argues that she has been active on trying to protect the horseshoe crab in various ways, including talking to the pharmaceutical industry, trying to get them to, rather than using crab blood for the creation of one of their biomedical products, is to switch to a synthetic alternative. And that's an issue which conservationists have been pushing pretty hard on for the last several years, in the hope that if the industry makes that switch in significant numbers, it's going to reduce the incentive for the fishing industry to catch horseshoe crabs.
You also note that State Senator Stephanie Hansen said she could change her mind on this issue. What were some of the things that she said that would prompt her to maybe revisit this and perhaps eventually offer some legislation?
She's waiting to see whether NOAA, that is the federal agency, is going to list the horseshoe crab as an endangered or threatened species. A couple of dozen environmental groups wrote to NOAA back in February, urging it to do so, and what Senator Hansen says is that, you know, if the federal government does decide that the horseshoe crab needs special protection, then that may cause her to change her mind on whether to to sponsor some legislation in Delaware.
So, John, based on the people you've talked to for this story, what is the likelihood of action on horseshoe crab harvesting, short term and long term?
Well, it doesn't seem likely that there's going to be a bill this this session. I mean, I also spoke with Representative Deborah Heffernan. She heads the Assembly Environment Committee, and she wasn't about to introduce a bill either. So it seems pretty unlikely that that's going to happen this year. But you know, there's clearly public support for protecting red knots. I mean, the Fisheries Commission has recognized that repeatedly. And so I think that we should really watch the migration numbers of the red knot and other shorebirds this spring. And if they're low again, bay-wide or perhaps just in Delaware, then, you know, there may be renewed pressure from the conservation community for Delaware to step up.
Thanks to contributor John Hurdle for his time this week. John's piece on horseshoe crab harvesting in the first state is available at DelawarePublic.org. And stay with us. We check in with the University of Delaware astronomy professor about next week's solar eclipse and how best to watch it. That's next on The Green here on Delaware Public Media.